giving Congress an update on Asian carp. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There are several federal agencies in charge of trying to control Asian carp. They just came out with their latest report to Congress on how those efforts are going. Charlie Woolley is the Midwest Deputy Regional Director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
This June, a live silver carp was caught above the electric barriers near Chicago, 9 miles from Lake Michigan. What have you learned since then about how that carp got past the barriers?
Well, Rebecca, we're still not sure how that fish got past the barriers. We've been looking and spending a lot of time sampling in that area. We sampled above the Army Corps' electrical barrier. We sampled in close proximity to where this fish was captured in June. We have used every bit of sampling equipment that we have at our disposal, and we have not seen another silver carp in this area.
So what did you tell Congress in this report? What are the most important take-home messages?
Well, the report that was just released focused primarily on the Upper Mississippi River and the Ohio River basins. So this report did not focus on the Great Lakes. It focused on those big heartland rivers in the United States. And what we saw was that, unfortunately, we have had movement of adult silver carp up the Ohio River, getting closer and closer towards Pennsylvania. And then on the Mississippi River, we had a bighead carp and grass carp caught in the Minnesota River. And that's not good because that's about 100 miles north of the previous capture in the Upper Mississippi River.
What about the Great Lakes region? Have carp expanded their range in this region?
No. With silver and bighead, we're in good shape. We have seen, unfortunately, in the western basin of Lake Erie, which would be western Ohio, northwestern Ohio, southeast Michigan, some signs that we have grass carp spawning naturally in a couple of river systems in the western basin of Lake Erie. We're in the process of working very closely with Michigan DNR and Ohio DNR to look at some ways to potentially reduce those fish, particularly in the springtime when they're spawning.
And we should note that grass carp have already been in the Great Lakes, but they were thought to be sterile.
That's correct. They've been in the Great Lakes for probably close to 20 years now, in the western basin in Lake Erie in particular. Some of those fish had been sterile, but we're finding fish now the last couple of years that are not. And again, that is a concern with that grass carp issue in western Lake Erie.
Some groups have been critical of the federal government's efforts, mostly saying, as the main criticism, that it's taking too long to put in new control measures to keep carp out of the Great Lakes. How would you respond to those criticisms?
I would understand their frustration, but on the flip side, I know how difficult and complicated these issues are. And I know that if we're going to do something collectively, if the federal government working with a state such as the state of Illinois, if we're going to do something, it's got to be done right. And you only got really one opportunity to do it. So it has to be designed well. You have to have thought about what you want to accomplish, both to allow barge traffic to move through a barrier safely, as well as being able to control Asian carp. You have to worry about long-term maintenance. You have to design something that's going to last for 100 years. That's complicated. And I believe, doing it right the first time, taking your time and doing it collectively with all this input coming from all sorts of different scientists and engineers is the right way to go about it. But it does take time.
Charlie Woolley is the Midwest Deputy Regional Director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thank you so much.
Honored. Thank you for having me, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.